Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild that shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever, whenever you're listening to the show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, British by birth, American by choice, coming to you tonight from historic Bath, Maine, the city of ships. Yes, I'm up in New England and sort of feeling very at home here. I'm in the town of Bath, and nearby is Falmouth and Portland, all very recognizable names for an ex-Brit like myself. So, very nice part of the country to be in. Got lots of news and views to talk about in this evening's show, so we're going to get straight to it. But I do want to start, first of all, with the promised review of the Article 5 Amendment Conference that was held in Orlando last weekend. That was, I had as guests Lou Marin and Lauren Entz on the show last week talking about this event. And in the weekend I went to it, and I have to say to them, hats off, they had an excellently organized event. I think, to be honest, unfortunately, there weren't perhaps quite as many people there as they would have liked, but the level of the quality of the speakers was really great. So those of you that ended up not going, you missed a great event, very uplifting, lots of good information there. And so thanks to IamAmerican.org for organizing this. And also thanks to all the guest speakers. In actual fact, what they did on the Saturday, they had a couple of general sessions, and they had some parallel sessions, breakout sessions, where they had sort of three speakers going at once, which was good because it enabled more information to be shared. But it was unfortunate because I would have loved to have listened to all three of the speakers that for each of the breakout sessions, but of course that was not possible. So you had to miss something, but otherwise, and then they did kind of make up for it a little bit by having a panel at the end of the afternoon, and that enabled us to see other speakers when you'd the ones that you'd missed in the breakout session. But as I said, they're all very high quality, so very good. The most experienced person there was Lou Uhler, who worked for Ronald Reagan, both when Reagan was governor of California and also when he was president. And his main story was really about trying to get a balanced budget amendment also passed through the same action of getting the states to request an Article 5 Amendment Conference. And as we explained last week, Article 5 of the Constitution basically says that either if two-thirds of Congress request an amendment convention, or two-thirds of the states request it, then Congress is required to run it. And Lou Uhler had been trying in the 70s also to get a balanced budget amendment under the tutelage of Ronald Reagan, and was able to get it up to, he said, 32, 33 states sometimes. But every time when they were just getting to 34, then one or two states would decide to drop off again and it would go down below the magic number of 34. So he said, they were almost there but weren't quite able to make it. And of course, it isn't just getting the convention set up. Once you get the convention, you've got to come up with the amendment. You've got to have it voted on by the amendment, by the people, the delegates at the convention. And then you have to get 3/4 of the states to actually ratify it. But he wasn't able, but he did say we have a much better chance now. There's a lot more red states than there were then, so that would help. And he also said it's absolutely necessary. He gave some examples, and we know a lot of them, so I'm not going to go over them again. But basically his message was we need a balanced budget amendment. We need to rein in the spending of the federal government. We need to make sure that the federal government doesn't run away with itself and just grow and grow and grow. So if it was difficult to get the 34 states to get the convention set up, how do we do it? Well, another speaker, Nick Dranius, who works for the Goldwater Institute, described the Compact for America. And this is one, in addition to the IamAmerican.org site, I suggest that my listeners Google Compact for America and read about it. What Nick and the Goldwater Institute and the people involved in the Compact for America organization have come up with is a slight twist on the Constitution, but still something within the Constitution. I believe it's in Article 10 of the Constitution, or maybe it's Article 1, Section 10. I know there's a 10 in there somewhere. Anyway, there is in the Constitution, it talks about the states being able to contract with each other, but they use the word compact, make a compact with each other. But basically, it's a contract. And so what the Compact for America initiative is suggesting, and it is also like IamAmerican.org, a nonpartisan effort, and what they're promoting is finding a way to get the balanced budget into the Constitution of the United States in as quick a way as possible. So this group, Compact for America, is talking about educating officials, citizens, etc., doing a lot of the publicity around it, and talking to voters and to the states and trying to use this interstate compact agreement. Basically, as I said, what it means, it's a contract that the states enter into and basically passes legislation. So they say, we will pass legislation, which instead of just requesting a constitutional amendment convention, they will pass legislation which says, we will follow this compact, this contract with other states, that here is what we'll do. And one of the big advantages of that is that up front you define how you're going to run the convention, what the issues or issue on the table is, and you limit it a lot, and also have a lot of time-based things. So you can say as soon as we have the 34 states, then within this amount of time, something has to happen. And then as soon as the result of the convention is known, then we as a state, if it follows the rules of this compact, we will not take a long time to ratify. This means instead of the normal 5 to 10 years that people talk about in ratifying a constitutional amendment, the Goldwater Institute, Nick Dranius, and this Compact for America initiative, they feel that they can do things, or they can get the states to do things a lot quicker. So you can read about that on the Compact for America site, but as I said, I think the interesting thing there is one of the things that I learned at the conference this weekend, and people were very open about it, is that one of the problems last time, and Lou Ulla said when he was doing it, and just getting to that magical 33, but not quite getting the 34 states, one of the reasons is that the people who were opposing it, very obviously the left was opposing it, but also a group of right-wing people, the John Birch Society and the Eagle Forum, which is led by Phyllis Schlafly, were also opposing it. And the main reasons for them to oppose it is they feel that calling a constitutional amendment convention could lead to a what's called a runaway convention. Basically, it would be called to pass a balanced budget amendment, but people could take control of it and basically divert the issues and rewrite the Constitution and have a whole lot of things introduced. Well, if you read the Constitution and look at the competing arguments, I think it's a little far-fetched. It's not totally impossible, but a lot of that danger has been taken away by what is being suggested by the Compact for America. Because what you actually do, instead of saying, as a state, we want a constitutional convention, what you do is you say, no, we want a constitutional convention on this topic, which would be the balanced budget amendment, a bit more definition in the compact. So here are basically as far as you can go in the discussion. Obviously, the convention has to have some room for discussion, but you kind of fence them in and make sure they don't go too far. And then on top of that, you also agree that the delegate that you send, and basically the Compact for America is recommending one delegate per state, but the delegate that you send is given instructions that they should follow what the state says. So the chances of a runaway convention, i.e. because you think you're sending a conservative and it turns out to be a bleeding liberal, is very small. That can happen now, because basically the compact that the states make with each other before the convention starts and in order to call the convention basically says more or less how the delegates have to vote. Obviously, they get some room to tweak the details of the balanced budget amendment, but that's what they go for. They can't go outside of those bounds, because if they do, then they are going to be removed as a delegate. They have to stick to the rules, or they can be removed as a delegate and cannot vote, and they can be replaced by someone else. So that, to me, takes away a lot of the risk of a runaway convention and makes this very much a realistic possibility. So they're saying, conference, and you may, those of you that heard last week's show, you'll hear there's about 27 red states right now, and if we could hopefully we could expect that all of the 27 red states would very definitely be in favor of something like this. We'll just have a small number of blue states that we would need to pull over the line. And if you look at a lot of the polls, most Americans, you know, a significant majority of Americans are actually in favor of the federal government being tied down to a balanced budget. Anyway, so, as I said, a very interesting conference, and hopefully they will be able to, first of all, this one was specifically focused on Florida and getting the Florida legislature to move forward on this. There are others who are... other states who are also quite far along, so it isn't just Florida. There are a number of other states that are close or may even have passed legislation. So it is moving on this. So and remember, folks, this is very much states driven. So one of the good things is that while Congress doesn't have any constitutional authority to limit the scope of the convention, but the states do have that power, and as I said, that can be done through the compact. And the final, for those of you that are still worried about a runaway convention, the final break on the whole thing is that in order to actually have the amendment or amendments. Let's suppose they run away and they, instead of doing just balanced budget, they put a whole slew of amendments through. Each of those amendments has to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. So in that respect, it definitely means that there's, again, very much a break on the runaway convention, because if they came up with really funky amendments, they're not going to get ratified because you need 3/4 of the states. And even that might be an uphill struggle. You know, places I'm sure like California, New York, very unlikely to ratify. But I think there are a number of other blue states, when they see what comes out of a convention like that, would be definitely interested in doing that. So that was a very interesting conference. For those of you that are outside of Florida, Lou and Lauren are very anxious to bring the message to other parts of the states, and they can bring together the a number of these speakers as well. So if you're in touch with your local Tea Party groups, 912, conservatives, libertarian groups, if you want to try and arrange something in your state, feel free to contact Lou and Lauren. Go to the IamAmerican.org website. There's a contact me page there. Contact them and see about getting them to your state, because I really do believe this is something that we need to see if we can get moving. And like I said, very little danger. No, don't worry about the naysayers talking about the runaway convention. I think these guys have got it covered. Want to say hi to some of my regular listeners who are in the chat room right now. Rex is there, Mary and Minnesota Girl. Thank you for joining me. Nice to see you. And we've got lots of news and views to cover this week. As I said earlier, no guests. Hoping to get some guests again in the near future. And I'm hoping to hear from Rex Reapy soon about his latest book. I think I mentioned a few weeks back, been reading snippets on Facebook that he publishes, but I'm just waiting for the whole book to come together. So Rex, let me know when it's going to come out, and we'll get you back to talk about that one. Let's see, I've got a couple of minutes, so what I'd like to do is, I'm going to have a little bit of a UK flavor this week, I think, in the show. I got some information from the UK I want to share, and I always say I do this because in some ways the UK is ahead of where the US is and where Obama's trying to, the path that he's trying to take us down will lead to what the UK is today, so we can learn from them. But before we do that, I do want to talk about Maggie. Maggie Thatcher, who died, or I should say Lady Thatcher, who died a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't had a chance to talk about that on the show. She was indeed a great lady. She did a lot for the UK. She was not loved by everyone. She was quite hard, and she knew what she wanted, and she knew how to get it. So those that stood against her, whether in her own party or in other parties, especially in the unions, didn't particularly love her, but I think most of the people in Britain realized that she did a lot of good for Britain. And she herself would be the first to say that she wasn't perfect, not everything went right. But we can learn a lot from her. And I think one of the things we can do is hope and pray for someone like her to come to the forefront to take over from King Barry. So, in addition, of course, Lady Thatcher had this great relationship with Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan was doing a lot of good for America about the same time. But I think the main thing was she really did help Britain regain its pride after a devastating time. Now, I think we're about to go into a devastating time as well. So what we need to be aware of, in the 60s and 70s, the pound sterling was devalued actually a couple of times, at least once by double-digit percentage. So basically you woke up the next morning, and though you still had the same number of pounds in your bank account, those pounds were worth only 90% or 85% of what they had been when you went to sleep. And that meant everything that came from abroad had gone up by 10, 15, 20, 25%. So that was really bad for the UK. And I was in the UK at college at that time, and I can still remember being faced with exchange controls, which was basically, and even though that I came from abroad, when I was going back home, if I wanted to take money, if I wanted to pick up foreign money to put in my pocket to take back to on my way home, I actually had to go to the bank and then get a form filled out to say I'd taken this much money, and I was only allowed a certain amount of money, basically an allowance per day for the length of time that I said I was going to be abroad. Now, of course, it didn't make much difference for me, because what I did once I got home, my parents gave me money, and then I used to bring it back and I would give it to the bank and say, okay, I took out £25 in foreign money, here's £25 in foreign money back, and they would put my balance back to zero. So I had pretty much unlimited things. But because of that, so things were pretty bad in England, and all the imported goods, and that meant England was in quite a depression. And the British Labour Party, which is the equivalent of the Democratic Party here, and also at that time was very left-wing, so it was like Obama's taking the Democratic Party to the left as well. And because it was the Labour Party, who is owned by the trade unions, same as the trade unions own the Democrats here, they were demanding and getting outrageous working conditions, etc. So after a while, the voters got fed up with all of that, and they brought Maggie to power. And Maggie broke the back of the unions. As I said, she wasn't really loved for that. She also privatized many nationalized industries, because the Labour Party had been nationalizing industries. She basically said, no, we're going to privatize them and use the money that comes out of that to improve the economy. And she did that. And then combined with her strong stance on the Falklands, when the Falklands was invaded by Argentina, she brought back a sense of pride to the UK. So she'll always be remembered for that, even though many on the left still revile. Well, as I said, why is this important? Number one, of course, you know, we want to, I do want to mention this great lady, and in her remembrance. But also, the US is sort of in the place, and I feel we're going to start getting the same devaluation that the UK had. And we have seen that with all the money that's being printed. The US dollar is actually losing value right now anyway. It's a hidden one. It's not as obvious as it was in the UK. But anyway, so I think the US is kind of in the same place where the UK was before the major devaluation started, and it could be starting here as well. And I see this happening, and I don't want to see the US forced into a depression from which it'll take quite a while to recover, and a Maggie Thatcher. Do we have a Maggie Thatcher or anyone similar right now? I don't know. But we should try and avoid even getting into that depression, because there's the famous saying, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Well, let's try and learn from what happened to the UK, and let's try and make sure it doesn't happen. Okay, I see it's time for a break. So stick with me, folks, a couple of minutes, and I will be back with some more news from the UK. Got some other kind of frightening things that are happening there, and we'll start with the usual message from my friend Diane.
The Freedom Swing Conservative Minute. Hello, freedom lovers. This past week, President Obama made a visit to Planned Parenthood, one of their little galas, and let them all know that abortion was here to stay, and that it would continue to be funded by taxpayers.
As long as we've got the fight to protect a woman's right to make her own choices about her own health, I want you to know that you've also got a president who's going to be right there with you, fighting every step of the way.
Now, apparently, we have found out that in Obama's proposed 2014 budget, it allows federal coverage for abortions for Peace Corps volunteers in cases of rape, incest, and when the women's health is in danger. Find that outrageous? Guess what? We already cover them for federal employees, federal prisoners, Medicaid recipients, and Native Americans. Your tax money is going to the slaughter of the unborn in the womb. This injustice must stop. You can listen to the Freedom Swing Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/freedomswings. Also, check us out on Twitter under Freedom's Wings. Please like our page, The Freedom's Wings Show, over at Facebook, and check out freedomswingspolitics.com for breaking news, political analysis, wings gear, and much, much more.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. That's 1-800-259-1409.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us. And we're back in the show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Cumlately. Thank you for sticking with me through the break. Just a quick mention here, if you're listening to the recordings, obviously you can't participate in the chat room, but if you have comments or questions about the show, Stefan@patriotcumlately.us is the email address. Drop me an email. I will, of course, reply to you via email, but also I'd love to handle some of those questions on the air, unless you specifically don't want me to do that. But love getting feedback. And, of course, if you're listening live, as a number of people are, and you're in the chat room, you can participate there. For those of you that can't participate in the chat room, Blog Talk Radio requires you to sign up and give yourself a name so you can participate in the chat room. So you need to register with them. It's like registering for a show. You just don't set up a show, but that gives you access to the chat room. Or you can always dial in. 917-889-9161 is the number, and chat there. Of course, if you do dial in, give me a little couple of minutes to see that you're there, and bring you in depending on the topic. Well, before the break, I said we were going to talk a bit more about UK stuff. I just want to talk about something that happened recently in the UK. It turns out that a lady has been jailed, and she's the first person to be secretly jailed by a new court of protection. The court of protection is one which has been set up to settle the affairs of those deemed too ill to make their own decisions. Now, why was she secretly jailed? Well, officially she was jailed for contempt of court, for repeatedly breaking orders not to interfere with her father's life at his care home. What was she doing? She actually lived outside of the UK, and she was coming across on a regular basis because her father was in care. He was, I think he was suffering from dementia, so he wasn't really able to look after himself. And she kept on claiming that these care homes were not looking after him properly. So she she was agitating and trying to make sure that he was getting the proper care. And because of that, she got locked up for 6 weeks. She had promised him to try and keep him out of those homes as long as possible. But due to some circumstances when she first came across to help him, she herself got sick, so she had to have someone come in and help. And then he was sort of taken out of her hands, and this secret court of protection basically took over and wouldn't let him go, wouldn't let her take him back and look after him. Can you imagine that? This is really the nanny state at work. This is what frightens me. So, and she'd promised him to keep him out of these homes for as long as possible. So she ended up being locked up for 6 weeks alongside murderers and drug addicts and fighting this secret legal battle. This is the other thing that worries me. It wasn't even as if she was allowed to publicize it. She was fighting this secret battle. She was thrown into prison. She was not allowed to speak to a lawyer. And she was sent there for 6 weeks and had no legal representation. I mean, this is the way things are going here as well. This is really scary. Anyway, time for the next break, and I think I need to cool down a bit, so I'm going to play some music after that. But let's go to the commercials first, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Are you at least 62 years old like me? Could you use an extra $50,000, $100,000 or more to live a better life? Then please consider the benefits a reverse mortgage can provide to you. With a reverse mortgage, you can have your mortgage payments stopped altogether and get equity out of your home to live on. And you can use the money to help you live a better life. How nice would that be, not to have a mortgage payment? Qualifying for a reverse mortgage is simple, since there are no income, asset, employment, or credit requirements. However, you must be 62 years or older, own your home outright, or have a very low balance on the mortgage, and be prepared to live in it throughout the rest of the loan. Call now for more information.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662. Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, it's projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead. Call right now. 800-958-5306. 800-958-5306. Call Lear now. 800-958-5306.
This is Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive. A proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network.
I
And that is, of course, the beautiful and talented Ava Aston with that great Tea Party anthem, We the People. And those of you that follow Ava know she's been trying to win some money for a new album on a site called VWall, where it required online voting. Don't think she's going to win because apparently the people ahead of her, there were a lot of shenanigans around the voting, and unless they have a very strict audit, she's not likely to win. But she made a good try, and in consolation, I thought I'd play that particular track for her. She has lots of other good music, so go to her site, go to iTunes and pick it up. That's another way you can support her. Before we get to other news, some news about the station. Just wanted to let my regular listeners know that have been approached by another internet radio network that actually claims to have a very large audience, much larger than I've been reaching to date. So I'm talking to them to see what that may involve to get hooked up there. And the other thing is, one of the reasons to leave Blog Talk Radio is because of the quality. Of course, in the meanwhile, Blog Talk Radio have come out with some new capabilities, and I am using this new capability that supposedly gives even better audio quality than through the Skype link that I was doing before. If you're listening to the show and you hear a noticeable difference, drop me an email, let me know. I'd be interested to hear whether or not it has made a difference. So we've talked about funny things in the UK. We've talked about Maggie. We've talked about the Article 5 convention. What other news? Well, the other one that I want to talk about, and I always tell my listeners, one of the things I want to do is educate people and get certain topics out there. And I'm sure that some of you will have heard of this, but this is something that I think we really do need to make sure that many more people hear about. And that's some weird issues around the Saudi national that somehow got involved with what went on in Boston also, a couple of weeks ago. And we know that he's not the bomber. We know we're pretty certain now who the bombers were, although we don't know who supported them, who trained them, where they got the money from, etc. But this Saudi got injured. He was at the marathon and got injured. And for a while, the initial rumors were that he had something to do with the bombing, etc. But the strange thing is that there were some things around terror watch lists, etc., that came up. Now, a lot of people say, conspiracy theory, and especially because this was all brought to light on The Blaze by Glenn Beck. And so they said, oh, this is Glenn Beck again, another one of his conspiracy theories. Well, what's behind this and why this has happened and what's happening, that's conspiracy theory. But let's just look at the facts. The facts are, and Glenn Beck has published on his site, has published the actual piece of paper that shows this particular Saudi national was listed on what's called a 212A3B filing. And basically what that means is that this person, if they have that status, they are a terrorist. They've been involved in some kind of terroristic activity or are very closely related to people who are involved in terroristic activities. This is not someone just, well, we need to watch out for, perhaps even like one of the bombers where he went to Russia and they should have been looking to see what he was doing, who he was meeting with. A 212A3B is pretty serious, and it takes a lot to get on that list. So that was one fact. Second fact is, in the papers that go associated with that 212A3B filing, it says that this Saudi national was admitted to the United States under a special advisory option, which means that they do not do an in-depth vetting of that person. Now, this special advisory option is generally reserved for visiting politicians and diplomats. So who is this person that he was permitted entry without this full vetting? Ever since this person was brought to light, this is the third fact, all sorts of secrecy, and people are not owning up to what he's doing. And fact number four, nobody's talking about where this Saudi national, his name is Al-Harbi, where he is now. Nobody knows. Has he been deported? Is he under arrest? Is he still in the hospital? Now, there's lots of less certain facts around that. There were pictures shown where supposedly Muchel had visited him in the hospital. That could easily be photoshopped. So just these four facts are enough. There's a fifth fact that it's kind of part of the first one, talking about the 212A3B filing, but I see it as a separate fact. And this is the fact that Janet Napolitano was asked about this a number of times, Janet Napolitano and other administration officials. And every time, sort of every other day, the story changed. Now, that's what worries me. So we have all these facts. Now, you can put all sorts of conspiracy theories together about what is actually going on behind the scenes. And fine, let's do that. Those are conspiracy theories. But what I'd read to you just then are facts. And the other fact is that the administration kept lying to us about what the actual status was. He was on the watch list. He wasn't on the watch list. Once this all came to light, they tried to scrub the online file where this document comes from. And all sorts of strange things going on. Those are facts. Now, like I said, you can put two and two together and you can get five, you can get three, or you can get four. So we don't really know, and those are conspiracy theories. But it is just frightening that our administration would lie to us so much. They do it time and time again. And so you wonder why this administration gets uptight when they say, well, we're going to do this for you, and the Republicans say, no, we don't trust you. And they wonder why. Maybe they do mean to do that other thing, but they've got so many other things where they lie to us, where they don't tell us the truth. Why would we have any trust in them at all? Okay, folks, time for the final break, and then it'll be the last segment of the show. So stick with me for these final minutes, and let's see. Yes, we've got one more commercial that I have to run here, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you paying too much for your car insurance policy? Have you shopped your current plan in the last year? If you haven't, then you probably are paying too much. You could save up to 40% on your current car insurance coverage just by making a free call right now. Doesn't it make good sense to pay less for something you have to pay for anyway? And car insurance is one of those things. You got to have car insurance, whether you have one car or 10 cars. So why not see if you can pay a lot less for it right now? One quick 3-minute call, and you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. We'll compare the leading car insurance companies and get you coverage that could save you up to 40% on your car insurance. Call now for a free quote. Call 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. That's 800-603-9980.
It is time to reawaken this industrial giant, to get government back within its means, and to lighten our punitive tax burden. And these will be our first priorities, and on these principles there will be no compromise.
Hello, everybody. Doc White here, host of the Conservative Underground Show, Common Man, Common Sense. I'll be taking on all of the issues of the day with an unapologetic, true conservative approach. You can listen to the Conservative Underground for free by downloading the show at theconservativeundergroundshow.podomatic.com or by liking the Facebook fan page for the Conservative Underground. I'm a proud Reagan conservative and charter member of the Great Silent Majority. I'm fighting against the loony left in their efforts to move this republic closer to a Euro-style socialistic state. The Conservative Underground Show at Podomatic.com and replayed on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Folks, I was conservative before conservatives were cool.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us. And thank you for sticking with me through the break. We're back. I have a caller, and I believe it's Keith from Cleveland. Keith, are you there?
I am. How are you today?
Good, and thanks for joining us. Keith, I believe you wanted to talk about our Saudi friend in Boston and all the shenanigans around that.
Well, I think you know, the facts that you hit it, that you put on, and the stuff that you were talking about, all the facts that you put out in front of the people, I think those are all very, very great facts. But he was also on welfare, and that's something that has to be taken pretty seriously as well. He was getting welfare assistance, and I think this all could have been, you know, as conservatives, especially as talk show hosts, we're used to getting the information out to the people, telling them what the problem is, but I don't think we've ever given great solutions to the problems. Now, I'm a hardcore conservative, don't get me wrong, but I think especially with this jerk that decided he was going to cause terror, I mean, let's say it what it is. He got into the country way too easy, just like you stated. But not only did he get in the country way too easy, he was receiving welfare, which means this was state-funded terrorism, which means Obama clearly had a hand in supporting it, whether indirectly or directly is up for up for interpretation, unless you know the truth. But the fact that this guy was in in this country, whether it be legally or not, but was receiving welfare at the state level is appalling. It's disgusting what this administration is doing. And the fact that, like you said, nobody knows where he's at. And I just heard that he's going to he's going to try to make a plea to not get the death penalty. And this is another example of why we do not want these scumbags who are terrorists and fall under the terroristic category. This is why we don't want them tried in our court systems.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a danger, and but we know that's going to happen. You know, that's exactly what Obama and Holder wanted to do, and both the bombers themselves, that Saudi national who sort of, we don't know whether he's involved with the whole thing, but still a lot of shenanigans going on around that. I mean, all these things, it always seems to be Muslims that are doing this. And, you know, we're told we're racist if we say anything about Muslims. But very strangely enough, I mean, my answer to that is I find Muslims always, especially the, the extreme ones, they always want us to accommodate to them, but they are never prepared to accommodate to us. So, Holder and King Barry just bend over backwards to support these people, and now we find out that Massachusetts was paying well for $100,000 that could have gone to good Americans instead of people who were making bombs and blowing up Americans. I agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and I just want to leave with one last thing here. You know, if we tighten up our borders, and like you said, you know, it's the Muslims that are doing it. I hate to say this. Actually, I don't hate to say this. It wasn't the Catholics that did it. It wasn't the Irish that did it. It wasn't the Italians that did it. 9/11 was clearly it happened. And it was Muslims that did it. So if you want to call me a racist for it, you know, whatever. But the facts are the facts. And, I have a hard time with anybody coming into my country and flying planes into my buildings. And we're not supposed to be a little apprehensive of people. It's a little ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I've got about another 30 seconds. And, Keith, I do happen to know you also run a radio show, but not on Blog Talk Radio, but if you want to give the website address, go ahead and quickly let the listeners know.
Sure. It's www.rightsidemediaproductions.com and Right Side Media Productions on Facebook. Just trying to shed the truth and get the conservative movement going. Thanks. I appreciate having me on.
Okay. Thanks a lot for coming. And that's, folks, another channel to listen to. To right side type information. Anyway, we're reaching the end of the show here, so I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed this news and views. Didn't get through everything that I wanted to, but I think we got through the most important ones, and it's been fun chatting to you. I'm trying to get some more guests. I've got some more authors coming up in the next few weeks. Got some good books at the convention last weekend, and so I'm going to invite these authors on, both fiction and non-fiction, and got some other things I want to talk about. I'm trying to get someone on to talk about smart meters, which is also a hot topic. So plenty of stuff over the next few weeks, so keep listening, and remember, use the Patrick Cumley, radio.patrickcumlately.us address to come to the show, because if I change channel, then I will definitely do that through that website. So, folks, thanks a lot. TTFN, and please do join me next week. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show. Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Cumlately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.